This is an audio summary for your IP 8999 course. The reading is Learn and Improve, Chapter 10 of Recreate the Organization You Really Want by John R. Latham, published in 2016. This chapter covers the learning component of Latham's leadership system, how organizations move beyond planning and doing to actually studying results, questioning their own designs, and improving faster than competitors. Here is the summary. Latham starts from a simple observation. Results may not always reflect the performance we hoped for, but they always provide an opportunity for learning. Well-designed systems have learning loops built into their processes, and at their core, these loops are versions of the scientific method, often expressed as plan, do, study, act. The problem is that many organizations are very good at the plan and do steps, but never take the time to study the results, learn from them, and adjust future actions accordingly. Latham insists this is a choice. We choose to learn or not, and sustaining high performance requires a disciplined approach to learning from the past to create the desired future. He then distinguishes two main types of learning involved in running and redesigning organizations: single loop and double loop learning. Single loop learning occurs when we execute the system, review the results, and adjust our techniques for implementing the system as currently designed. No design changes are made. Double loop learning goes further. Sometimes, no matter how hard we try, the system design itself is what limits performance, and double loop learning means questioning the underlying design and its assumptions in order to change the design. This chapter focuses primarily on double loop learning, drawing on two inputs: reflection on lessons learned during organization performance reviews, and feedback from organization assessments, which add insights the routine review of existing strategies and systems would miss. Latham offers practical advice on learning from both success and failure. It is easier, he argues, when we stop classifying results into those two emotionally loaded categories in the first place. Labeling outcomes as good or bad reduces rich data to crude categories and buries the detail needed for learning. When people hear the word failure, they cover up details and pass the buck to avoid blame. When they hear success, they can become complacent. His alternative is to treat every result as the outcome of an experiment to be studied, using neutral language that opens people up to honest exploration of what actually happened. The chapter then grounds organizational learning in Dr. W. Edwards Deming's system of profound knowledge, which has four components: an understanding of systems, of psychology, of variation, and a theory of knowledge. First, the organization as a system. Latham traces this idea from Deming's production system presented to Japanese executives in the 1950s, through J. Forrester's dynamic systems work, Michael Porter's value chain, Russell Ackoff's organizational work, excellence models like the Baldrige criteria, and Peter Senge's book The Fifth Discipline, which popularized systems thinking. The crucial insight for managers is that in dynamic organizational systems, cause and effect are often separated in both time and space. The delay between an action and its result can be months or years, and outcomes show up far downstream of the original action. This separation makes it hard to move from endlessly reacting to symptoms and fighting fires toward identifying root causes and preventing fires. Second, psychology or people. Systems are made of people who come in infinite variety of personality, background, and motivation. And a lack of psychological understanding produces management practices that simply do not work. We act as if everyone is the same and just like us, designing one-size-fits-all training even though everyone knows people learn differently and at different speeds. Third, variation. Results vary because people and processes vary, and managers who do not understand the normal variation in a system tend to react to the latest data point. Reacting that way often produces only temporary improvement and can actually increase variation, the opposite of the intent, especially when delays separate action from result. Even a favorable overall trend contains many individual data points lower than the one before. Understanding variation and trend tells you when to stay the course and when a real change is needed. Fourth, the theory of knowledge. Managers often unconsciously adopt the epistemology of their original discipline, Engineers and physical scientists lean positivist, social scientists lean constructivist. Organizations contain both predictable, context-free elements and highly context-dependent, unpredictable ones, so management usually requires a pragmatic blend. Leading and designing organizations demands critical thinking to challenge assumptions and explore alternatives, systems thinking to find root causes across delays and distances, and ultimately design thinking to redesign the organization for better performance. Latham then describes four approaches to learning common to organizations that achieve sustainable excellence. He frames the stakes with the idea that the essence of sustainable competitive advantage is to learn faster than your competitors. The first and overarching loop is the strategy development and deployment cycle. It follows the scientific method: a planning phase, a deployment or do phase, a study phase during the organization performance review, and an act phase where plans are revised based on what was learned. A focus strategy, in this framing, is an untested hypothesis predicting performance changes. Deployment and the redesign of products and processes are the test of that hypothesis, and the evidence of learning is improved performance once the lessons are captured in the system design. The second loop is organization assessment. While transformation is driven primarily by strategy, an explicit excellence model, such as the Baldrige Criteria for Performance Excellence or the European Foundation for Quality Management Model, abbreviated EFQM, increases the odds of a successful design or redesign, because assessments against a model force you to ask questions you never thought to ask. Latham adds an important sequencing caution he calls design first, then assess. Applying for an excellence award before you understand your own systems wastes everyone's time and yields feedback that merely confirms you have no systematic approach. Instead, he recommends an align-then-design use of the model. Jump directly from where you are to an aligned and integrated system, skipping the slow incremental crawl through multiple award feedback cycles. Aligned and integrated does not mean perfect. Refinement continues, and that is when award feedback becomes truly valuable. The third loop is continuous improvement. Methods such as continuous process improvement, Lean, and Six Sigma are all variations of the scientific method popularized by Walter Schuhart and Deming, and they all work if done correctly and sustained. Latham suspects most management fads failed because of leadership, not the method. The fourth approach is learning from others. He argues that benchmarking done right is not copying. If you're copying, you are doing it wrong. Learning from others is about inspiration and creative adaptation to create something new through case studies, conferences, and site visits. He recommends the freely downloadable Baldrige Award applications published by the National Institute of Standards and Technology and stresses studying organizations outside your own industry, where some of the best ideas come from. The chapter closes with alignment and leadership. Learning results feed all the other components of the leadership system, refining stakeholder understanding, supporting the compelling directive, validating and renewing strategy, building workforce capability, informing redesign, and drawing on the comprehensive scorecard and performance reviews. As organization architect, the leader balances advocacy and inquiry, never kills the messenger, and creates a safe environment where people can explore performance honestly, wherever it falls on the scale from good to bad. Effective leaders show patience and tenacity, get personally and tangibly involved in learning activities, apply systems thinking, and practice personal reflection. Latham's closing reminder: although we speak of organizations learning, it is the people who actually learn, and they learn when leaders set the example and learn too. For your organizational assessment work, this chapter is the rationale for the diagnostic itself. An excellence model assessment is a double-loop learning device that questions a system's underlying design rather than just its execution, and asking whether an organization studies its results, understands its own variation, and learns from outsiders is a powerful way to gauge its capacity to improve. That is the end of the summary.